recommendations.
Recommendations, thank you. Yeah, recommendations for college. And the strange thing was, she didn't allow me to read the recommendation prior to sending it off. And, you know, I always thought that was kind of strange. But anyway, got the recommendation from the school. And this was at Morehouse, actually. And the recommendation was so crazy in that the counselor who read the admissions officer who read the recommendation from the school actually called me and said, you know, I don't know if you've read your recommendation, but it doesn't coincide or align with your grades or, you know, your academic skills, so to speak. And I just want to make you aware of this is who's writing your recommendations, or this is how your recommendations are being written. And it wasn't anything that would say, that would dictate outright prejudice, but, you know, undertone of, you know, I recommend that he do trade school or, you know, whatever the case may be. I don't know if he can handle the academic pressure or the academic, you know, piece of attending your college, so to speak. And this wasn't just with Morehouse. This was with wherever she sent. She just sent a carbon copy of it, wherever it went. So, but Morehouse actually called me back. Just some other ones did not. But it's, you know, he's an African-American male. This was just, it was funny that, you know, they put that on there. But, you know, you ain't got African-American male when I'm filling out the application, which says I'm black, so to speak. You know, you fill that out. So that's the experience we had. But I think what was instilled in me enough was that that experience, this person can't, prevent me from becoming who I have the potential to become if I would apply myself. I will say, though, I got a better understanding of that after school, after grade school, after high school, than I did that concept that I had when I was in high school and grade school, so to speak. I had it, but if I would have had it to the degree that I think I was just a little bit green in the sense of, you know, I know they wouldn't do that. That's just, it just, that doesn't really exist anymore, does it? You know, those types of underlined prejudice. Because I'm just the type of person that really would take a lot to just get me down or whatever. Because I just know you really can't stop me from really becoming who I have the potential to become, especially that God-given potential that's inside of me. So if I apply myself, you know, if I didn't, my whole thing was, if I don't go in this way, then I'll get in this way. It doesn't matter if I had to start here. It's not so much as to where I'm starting, it's going to be where I'm going to actually finish up. If I had to start there, then okay, we'll start there. But I'll apply myself to be able to finish up where I need to finish up at.
So at the time it happened, you were sort of feeling, you were sort of in denial.
Yeah, I guess so, because it really didn't hit me until I got this call back from Morehouse that says, I just want you to be aware of, here's your recommendation, here are your grades, here's your recommendation. And based upon that recommendation, we would turn you down. I mean, you know, this would...
Did you ever talk to the...
Oh, yeah. Okay, I did go back and have some words with the counselor. And, of course, her response is, no, I didn't mean anything negative by that. And like I said, it wasn't anything out. I mean, she wrote it in a sense of, it was, I guess, it wasn't degrading or anything like that. She just wrote a bland